Well, we got the kids underfoot here. Why not carve out some time to really pay attention to them and maybe enjoy something together? I'd like to introduce you to Louise King Lanzalotti. You hear her weekdays 3 to 6 on HPR2, and that is a perfect extension of her experience. After years in arts and theater education, Louise founded Kalikulehua, an El Sistema-style music program here on Oahu, and the goal of the program is getting music to underserved areas. Super happy she could be in the studio today, 6 feet away, with ideas for family listening in the classical realm. And it turns out to be perfect timing, too.
It is the perfect timing. Everyone's at home, and, you know, why not listen to wonderful music of all types?
Yes, one of my earliest memories of listening to Bach music and, you know, harpsichord, all kinds of things, but I didn't know what it was. I was just listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you bounced around your typical tropical Hawaiian house, with classical music going on, it really was much more a part of a lot of people's lives.
Right, it was.
It showed up in cartoons, it showed up in pop culture, a whole lot more, really.
A whole lot more.
Now we just hear it kind of in soundtracks, which is pretty awesome. But you've got something particular for kids.
Yes, starting on Wednesdays, in the first hour of Classical Pacific, which is from 3 to 6, I'm going to be doing a segment that's for families, and it can be just music you can share with your children. Sometimes it will be for the kids, music's for children, and sometimes it'll be just wonderful music that they can share.
How are you going about choosing these pieces?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of classical music out there. One of the types that works really well is using music that tells a story.
Uh-huh.
So when music tells a story, then you can follow that story in your mind and hear the music. And, of course, you can always make up your own story. But that's a different topic. And then another type of music is music that's written for children, like The Carnival of the Animals, like The Young People's Guide to the Orchestra. Those are a little more formally for children, but they can be listened to just as equally well by adults.
Uh-huh. Just for pure pleasure. Well, what do you have for us today?
Well, I took two segments from Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns. And there are a lot of movements to that, short movements of all different kinds of animals. So I chose the chickens.
Uh-huh.
You can hear scratching and picking at food. And then the most famous piece from this entire work is the swan, which is very graceful and moving beautifully, and the music is really gorgeous. Such a wonderful piece of music, and I think that's why people love it so much. It's very emotionally connecting for us.
How does it manage to do that?
It's all about harmony. Music is harmony, and that's what I think of. Music makes us, the sound of music helps us to connect to abstraction. That's kind of how I think about music all the time.
So how could a family talk about a piece like this?
This one's very easy. That's one reason I'm doing it next week, because they can play with all of these animals. What is this animal doing? What does it sound like? Does it sound like a happy animal? Is it active? Is it funny? There are some funny ones. And then there are some just very beautiful movements. So you can talk about that.
How do composers get us to feel a certain way?
I think they spend their lifetime trying to do that. And, you know, in Western music, there have been sort of conventions, sets of rules that they use either musically or in terms of the form or the rhythms that they get very good at using as means of communication that are nonverbal, which is really part of why it works. I think it goes under the verbal and meets us in our hearts and our guts, basically.
Can you imagine families actually sitting down and listening to classical music together?
Another thing that you can do is just not worry about whether something is classical or not.
out, sing with your children, play music, dance with your children, feel through the movement. But I think the fact of getting parents and children together to listen to music is really, really important.
Well, thanks so much for getting us started, Louise. Looking forward to listening next Wednesday, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for having me, Noe.